Hi, I'm WBEZ producer Noah Jennings. Alongside the Chicago Sun-Times, we're gathering your questions about all things money and finances. Then each week, we bring you answers from the people who know best. This week, we got this question from Todd in Chicago's Uptown neighborhood. He says, the biggest scam is the lack of security of so many organizations we use on a daily basis. How can we really protect our information? To find out, we called up an expert.
My name is Chris Kasakia. I'm a contributor for the Sun-Times Business Reporter. I think there's numerous steps that consumers can take offline before we even talk about getting online. One chief information security officer I spoke with advises to freeze credit with the three main credit bureaus to limit the impact of data breaches. To freeze your credit with Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, you need to contact each bureau individually. You can usually do this online by phone or by mail, and it's free to do so. A credit freeze essentially restricts access to your credit report to prevent potential identity theft. You obviously should be looking very closely at the businesses you encounter and transact with. You should review privacy policies on their websites, which should disclose the type of information they collect from you, or at least they're supposed to. And if that information is not present, you know, that certainly could be a red flag. You should always ask yourself, does this company really take my privacy seriously? Are they really concerned about securing it and making sure that it's minimized and not universally shared with the entire world? In terms of protecting our financial accounts, there's a couple of key things that everyone should be looking at. And the first, which is likely known to everyone, is to have a strong password on that account. And also avoid using the same password over and over and over again at various locations. To counter that, consumers can get a password vault. It's essentially an app that creates very long, complex passwords and a different one for every website. If an attacker has targeted your data in some way, shape, or form, it's going to take that perpetrator a long time to figure out that password, and they're not going to be able to use it anywhere else, even if they are able to access it. One cybersecurity expert I spoke with warned against reusing passwords and using the same credentials for multiple accounts. I know this is a problem that, you know, a lot of us just automatically fall into because it's just, you know, easier to just say, you know, remember my password. But he really advises against saving passwords to browsers due to the risk of malware. You'd be hard pressed to talk to any adult out there that has not been breached in some way, shape, or form. You know, I think the best we can do is take, you know, a patchwork of all these preventative measures that, you know, kind of you can kind of customize to your own needs, your own uses, your wallet, of course. But, you know, there are just some things that breaches happen that are going to be inevitable. And unfortunately, you know, some of these big breaches that do occur, you know, typically affect tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even in some cases, millions, that there's just no way that a consumer is going to be able to, you know, get around some of these breaches. But certainly there are, you know, numerous preventative measures that one can take to, you know, strengthen their data and protect it as much as possible, given that, you know, we are increasingly using online accounts and apps, you know, through our everyday life.
That was Sun-Times business contributor Chris Kasakia. And we want to get your financial questions answered by an expert. Leave us a voicemail if you're interested in that. 312-312-2122.